sorry. I know you weren't planning on seeing me until tomorrow. 'Cause I was supposed to stay the night at his place, like we talked about. Right. Of course you remember. I don't know why I said it like a question. Anyways, I'm not interrupting anything, am I? Oh, really? You're working on the Millennium Falcon model? I thought you said you gave up. Well, would it, could I just sit on your bed and watch for a little while? I'll be super quiet. You won't even know I'm there, and whenever you want to go to bed, I'll go and cool. You're really, I mean, thank you. Whoa, have you been working on this all day? I mean, look at it, you're practically done. Also, I'm really glad you decided not to include the escape pod. Yeah, I don't know why they thought that needed explaining in Solo. That's just the way the front of the Falcon is shaped, you know? It's perfectly fine. What? Huh? No, he didn't cancel on me again. I even did my thought exercises early so I wouldn't freak myself out on the way there and be late. But anyways, what about your model glue? Last time you said you were trying a new brand. Is it holding up the way you hoped? No. I'm not avoiding the topic, you know. I really wanted to know about the There was another girl there. No, they weren't. I didn't catch them. She was just sitting there on the couch when he opened the door. I tried to do everything right, you know, so it could be special. I got on the pill. I read articles about how to make your first time good. I bought pretty underwear. I even practiced wearing it so I wouldn't be too embarrassed to take my clothes off. I'm wearing it right now. He said that he was tired of waiting for me to grow up. He'd been seeing her for months. That I would have known something was wrong if I wasn't so wrapped up in my own head. And you know, she was so pretty. And she didn't say a word the whole time. She just sat there looking at me like I was a dog that had been hit by a car and she was waiting for me to be put out of my misery. Just pity. What? No. Hey, you don't have to sit next to me. Look, you're working on the model. Okay, I'll scoot over. I'm making you mad. I can tell. And I know it's not at me, but I really shouldn't have put this on you. Look, we don't have to talk about this. We could. If you're sure you don't mind, it's just didn't know. How could I not know? I was so sure that I was finally ready to be what he needed me to be. And then he opened the door and all of a sudden I was that gawky girl, hiding in her baggy sweater and her Coke bottle glasses all over again. Like always. I know I'm not any guy's dream, but for once, maybe, just maybe, I thought I could be enough. We're friends. That's what you're supposed to say. But I've been me, and no guy, not even him, has ever even looked at me like, what? Wait. No, wait. No. Stop. Stop. Hold on. Just stop. Stop. Please just stop. You shouldn't have. I know you were just trying to help, but you didn't mean that. No, you didn't. You just feel bad for me, like she did. And whether it happens tomorrow or in a month, that pity will run out. And I know you'll be nicer about it, but I can't do this again. I should go, but honestly, I'm a little beat. Would you mind if, can I crash on your couch? You know, like the good old days? First of all, you don't get to start being chivalrous now, alright? I'm on the couch. This is your place. No. No. Look, if you try to take the couch so that I could have the bed, I will sleep on the floor. I swear, I'll do it. Thanks. Besides, your couch is actually really comfy. Wake you. Wait, yes I did. Why did I say that? No, don't bother with the lamps. My eyes adjusted. The couch is fine, as good as I remember. I can't sleep. My mind won't. It's like it's full of ants. Would it be alright if I crawled in there with you? Okay, just let me snuggle in. What are you doing? Stop squishing yourself against the wall like that. It's your bed. No, just, look, I'll lay on my side like this, and if you lay on your side too, with your chest against my back. Mm-hmm. See? We fit. No problem. Hmm? Yeah, I mean, no. I couldn't sleep in my pants, so I took them off. But, it's okay. I was wearing my thigh highs under them. Yeah, well, I thought I was going to have to take my pants off for, other reasons. And you know how I feel about people seeing my legs. I always wear them whenever I have to wear shorts, so I thought it would kind of be the same. No, I'm fine. I'm just... My heart is beating really fast. Would it be weird if I asked you to put your hand under my sweater? Yeah, on my stomach like that. It's warmer than I thought it would be. No, that's a good thing. Nothing. I was just getting comfortable. Oh, and, sliding my panties down over my butt. Well, because of all the stuff that's been in my head and what you did before, and because when you put your hand under my sweater, you started to get a boner. And when I told you about my panties, it definitely didn't go away. It kind of did the opposite. And I thought that if you really meant it before, then you could slide your boxers down too and show me. Okay, that's nothing like my brush handle. I'm so sorry. I wouldn't even let you kiss me, and now I'm. Oh, yeah. Fuck. You must think I'm such a slut. You don't. You think I'm. Okay, I'm not beautiful. No, I'm. Okay. Okay, I believe that you believe I am. Oh. I mean, how could you make me feel like this if you didn't? Maybe you need these glasses more than I do. Oh God, will you please put your hand back under my sweater? Oh, did you just give me a hickey? Everyone's going to be able to see it. I'm going to have to wear a turtleneck. Do it again. I'm not. really sensitive right now. Trailing your fingers down my side like that makes me shiver. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you did show me you meant it. What do you mean it's my turn to show you? Well, you... Okay, look, you could have just asked me to get on top. Alright, that was more fun. Wait, hold on a sec. I won't be able to get my legs around you with these panties like this. There. Don't need those anymore. So, I guess I just put one knee here and one on the other side. Wow, I feel different up here. Could you turn the lamp on? Okay, hold my glasses for a second. I just need to get off my sweater. There. Glasses, please. Thank you. So, this is my new bra. Lacey, huh? I know my boobs aren't very big, but it squishes them up so they look kind of nice. Or, nice-er. Don't you think? You want me to take it off, but I just... Trust me, they'll look way better like this. It'll be Disappointment City. Alright, fine. You asked for it. If I can just unhook this and... Ta-da! See? Nothing to be excited about. Don't be stupid, they're not. Okay, how would you know? You haven't seen anyone else's boobs. No, the internet doesn't count. Whatever. Take your shirt off for me. Why? Because I want to show you that I mean it. Really mean it. I don't just want you inside me. Like, oh, this. Oh, no, I do want that. Oh. I want to run my fingernails down your chest and across your stomach. I want to tell you that you're sexy and see you blush when I do. And blush with you because I can't believe I just said that. Hands on my disappointing little boobs and want you not be disappointed. I want to see that confused look on your face as I tilt your head back and then hear you gasp as I kiss your throat like this. But there's one thing I really, really want, but I'm not sure I could say it. I want to not be such a coward. I want I want you to come for me. Oh gosh. I want you to come. Oh fuck. I want you. I want you to come. Please come for me. Come for me, please. Please. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh god. Sleep like this, you know, with my head over, with my head on your chest, and you still inside me. Why don't I? Well, would you mind? I don't think I ever felt like this with him. Like what? I don't know. At home, I guess. No, not just because we hadn't, you know, done it. I think it's that you're not expecting me to be someone else. You're not waiting for me to have my Breakfast Club makeover and end the movie as a different girl. You're not waiting for that, are you? Good. I really like my sweaters. Now, let's just fall asleep together.